It seems the honeymoon phase of remote work is over. As companies continue to call their employees back to the office, many workers are sharing they're actually tired of working from their homes. A report from Deutsche Bank reveals that 40% of employees have said they feel exhausted after a full week of work in virtual meetings from home. Joining us to talk about all of this is Michael Regan. He's a senior editor for Bloomberg News. Welcome back, Michael.
Oh, thank you, Tanya.
Can you tell us more about what this report found and what are some of these workers feeling about remote work?
So it talked about things like problems coordinating your workflow with your colleagues when you're working at home, and even some deterioration in sort of the mental and physical well-being of some workers. One interesting thing is it jibes with some other surveys that have shown that younger workers especially actually want to be in the office. And that sort of makes sense when you think about the kind of FaceTime and mentoring and even the social life that many younger workers crave when they first start off working. And that stuff, Tanya, that's really hard to sort of recreate virtually. So for the younger set especially, it seems like they wish they could spend more time in the office, believe it or not.
But, you know, we were talking early on about some of the pluses of working from home, that home alleviates some challenges like a commute, and people are no longer like having to spend so much time in traffic, for instance. Are people no longer excited about that kind of benefit?
I think certainly many people still are and appreciate the fact that they don't have to commute and deal with, you know, the traffic or the subways and that sort of thing. You know, and remember this survey showed 40% of workers were kind of burned out with the work at home lifestyle. So there still is a majority, according to this survey, that are not, that presumably prefer working from home. And it kind of shows you what a challenge it is for companies to sort of balance that and allow some workers the opportunity to come back in the office and others allow them to keep working at home if that's what they still need at this point.
Yeah. And the bottom line, right, is productivity. What has remote work shown us? We've talked about this before about productivity, and what can we expect as some workers return to the office?
You know, there hasn't been a ton of sort of real rigorous research into productivity while working from home during the pandemic. There was one study of about 10,000 workers at a big IT firm that was published this summer by the University of Chicago economists. And they found that people actually worked more hours at home, but their output declined. So they estimated a reduction in productivity at about 8% to 19%. But I think, obviously, it's a very hard thing to study in the middle of a pandemic. Remember, most of us were just told suddenly to go work at home without much planning at all. So I think it's something that really needs further study as time goes on and people are more and more comfortable and actually prepared to work at home. And the effects of the pandemic aren't so acute. You know, it's very difficult to sort of isolate these problems from the pandemic itself that's keeping people home.
Yeah. And then the survey also shows that employees, many of them are also now planning to do maybe 2 or 3 days a week at the office. So a hybrid model that could be one that we see in the future more often as well. Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News, as always, thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you.